sometimes you just got to play with them a little bit. We'll come back, but usually those problems don't get better.
You're right. I have this water heater here, and it, there's no plug-in, no nothing. You know, it goes on gas. So it went out for a couple of days, and I didn't know when it would go out, it has to be leaking or something like that. And it came out to leaking. It was leaking. So then I got the man here to do that. He said, you need a new heater. So I had to go to Home Depot and get a new heater and put it here. I tell you one thing, it costs a lot of money, those hot water heaters.
I put one in our rental house about 5 years ago. It wasn't bad. It was like, I don't know, $400 or so. I just bought a standard gas one. There was a gas one in there that was really, really, really old. And went out and I replaced it myself. But if you have it done, yeah, that's going to be double that at least.
So the guy, I said, how much do you charge? He said he charged $250 for me as an old man. I don't know what that means. He asked me, I said, well, I'm not old. He said, no problem, we'll charge you $200. What do you mean? He said, yeah, because sometime, you know, the gas line has to be changed a different route.
Yeah, there's usually a little gas line finagle in there, and you gotta check your pressure. You need a manometer to do that properly, but I have those tools. No problem.
Tell you one thing, he had tools too, boy. He came in with everything. It was nothing he didn't have. And he fixed it. Roger?
Yeah, sometimes I'm amazed at some of these tools some of these contractors have. I called the drain guy for our house up north several years ago, and the septic was backing up into the basement drains, and I'm like, I don't have time to, you know, I'm sure I can find out the source, but it'll take me a few days. When the shit literally is backing up in your house, you need to get that fixed, like, now. So I called some people. They came out, they had, man, these two kids, they were like two kids in a van, man. It was, they were in their 20s. They had the little, they tried to snake it, but it couldn't get out quite far enough. He kept getting stuck inside the wall, so he couldn't go the right way. The little red electronic tools they have, that they can flush down the toilet or put in a drain somewhere, and then they can follow it with a little scanner thing and see where it stops. And they figured that out, and they're like, that up to that whole house trap, and then they got to that, and then we're able to clean it out and get it done. I'm like, wow, that's a jack of all trades there, huh?
Yeah, you can say that, that's for sure. Jack of all the trades. Oh, I got so much work in my hand, really. And the last one, it pissed me off, you know. When you got a shower leaking, it'll drip every night, and that is headache. So I came in, took it out and everything, went to Home Depot, got the one, and put it back in. It was short. It was not that long, you know, when you got, you know, a shower heater, water. So that pissed me off, and I said, I'm not going to do this no more. I'm tired of this.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
change the subject.
We're going to redo that house up north, so everything's brand new, and then I'm going to retire and live there happily ever after, right?
Well, Ken, I think there's another station out there. If there's any station out there, go ahead.